John, you're just talking about it. A lot of folks have IRAs, but it seems that many people we talk to have a lot of unanswered questions. So to start this time, let's just ask why we do have IRAs to begin with, and hopefully they answer not because somebody said we needed one, period, end of story. So let's start with the contributions. How much can you put in an IRA, John?
Well, the limits this year for people under the age of 50 are $5,500. And once you go over the age of 50, they give you a catch-up provision, which you can increase to $6,500. And the reason, obviously, IRAs came along was to help us to save money for retirement. And the nice thing about an IRA, if you put your $5,500 in there, you get to write that all off in your income taxes for that year. You get a deduction each and every year.
That makes sense. And what if you want to contribute more? I mean, do you just go to a different portfolio piece, right?
Well, you can't put any more into an IRA, but I mean, there's obviously a lot of things we can do as far as getting people tax deferred. And we also do tax free. We like to take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code and dump money into life insurance for tax free income in retirement. And so if you set it up correctly, you can take it. It's one of the biggest provisions in the tax code for people is through life insurance and doing it correctly. And a lot of our clients also do Roth IRAs, which are very good. They're tax-free. You don't get the tax deduction in the year you contribute, but you get that money tax-free when you pull it out down the road. So, and generally speaking, tax-free beats tax-deferred. Because honestly, where do you think taxes are going to be 10, 15 years from now, Steve? Higher or lower?
Well, higher, of course.
And that's why the best thing to do it and leave money for family members or your children, even for yourself in retirement, is to do it tax-free. So doing different things with your money, understanding the tax codes is very important, and that's why I think it's very important dealing with a fiduciary firm who knows this, who specializes in these areas. Do what's right for you and your family.
So let's talk about taking some money out. When does that start?
Well, you cannot take any money out of your IRA accounts or any kind of qualified accounts until 59 and a half. 401ks usually have provisions where you can borrow money through loans while you're still there working with the company. But your IRAs, you cannot take any money out of an IRA until 59 and a half without paying a penalty to the IRS.
What's the penalty?
So it's a 10% IRS penalty plus taxes. So taxes are going to be due when you pull it out plus that 10% IRS penalty, which you try to avoid at all costs.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, 59 and a half is the earliest you can pull it out. Once we reach the age of 70 and a half, we have to start taking required minimum distributions. These distributions are based on your life expectancy tables. And as you get older, the more money you have to pull out of these IRAs. And if you do not pull money out of an IRA after 70 and a half, the penalty, it jumps to 50% after 70 and a half if you do not take a distribution. So it's very, very hefty fine they put on it.
Wow, I guess so. So it's only 10% if you're younger, but 50% if you're older. Holy cow. So then let's talk about a stretch IRA. What is that and how does it work?
Stretch IRAs are becoming more and more common. That law changed in 2001. And how it works is the average IRA in this country, Steve, is about $250,000. So if you have two children and you pass away, you leave $125,000 to John and Mary apiece. Well, 100% of that becomes taxable. So if Johnny's making $100,000 a year and he receives $125,000 from mom or dad, well, you just pushed him up into probably the top tax bracket. You just added another beneficiary to that IRA, and that's Uncle Sam. Prior to 2001, that was the choices people had. They took it in a lump sum or a five-year payout. The stretch IRA, or the multi-generational distribution option, how that now works is you can roll your 401ks from a parent to your children, say at the ages of 45 or 50, and they have to take a required minimum distribution at their current age. Now they stretch that tax liability over their lifetime. So you're leaving a legacy and a pension to your children if you do it correctly, rather than giving it all in a tax bomb to your children, Uncle Sam taking the bulk of it. We had a client that came in here about a year ago. There were two doctors up here at Payless Hospital. They didn't need the money. She inherited almost $400,000 from her mother. She was a doctor herself. She had two children, 21 and 23. What we did there was we rolled the money to the two grandchildren. We skipped a generation. So now you have a couple of 20-year-olds receiving IRA distributions in their 20, and their $200,000 inheritance is going to be worth almost $4 million over their lifetime by taking advantage of the tax codes.
That's fantastic. And again, anybody can get advice. All they have to do is give you a call right now and come on in, sit down, and talk about it.
Absolutely. We'll do the whole stretch IRA distribution option. We'll show the tables for them. Give us a call. We'll also put together a complete portfolio analysis here for you with John Herron, our fiduciary in the office. He'll break down what your current strategies are, what you're paying in fees, what their performances are. And then we also do an income plan analysis for our clients. And Steve, for any of our clients who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And for any of our listeners that come on board with $500,000 or more, we provide them with a living trust. So we help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of what amounts to be financial double talk and then a sales pitch. Now, folks, you just need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. And John Kelly can certainly translate for you what amounts to be complex financial details into very clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. And again, everyone that calls will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, but most importantly, a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John, the show's flown by today. I want to thank everybody for listening. We hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week with new topics and new questions all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.